going to open the door to the studio and welcome our old friend from the University of Texas at Dallas. He's a psychology professor there, and he is currently treating Rangers manager Ron Washington. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell. How are you?
Good morning, George. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Good to see you again. Oh, you've got your cup of coffee, as always.
I always have to have my morning cup of coffee, don't I? Yep.
So this is true. You're dealing with Ron Washington.
I am.
Helping him.
You know, Ron is in treatment with me, getting help for his issues. And I can't talk too much about it because of, you know, certain confidentiality laws and things like that. But we're dealing with more than just his poor judgment.
His poor judgment.
When he decided to ingest and take cocaine during the All-Star break last year. He has many more issues than that, and a lot of people don't realize that. I mean, this is not just one thing, but he suffers from many other things, too.
Like what?
Well, clown hair. This has really plagued Ron his whole life, and he's always felt very sensitive about it.
Clown hair,
yes. And there are very few individuals who've been the poster boys for clown hair. Ron, certainly one of them. Also, Larry from the Three Stooges.
Why can't Ron cut his hair? Is that just not an option?
Also, he suffers from a very rare genetic disorder. It's called the Sherman-Helmsley look-alike disease.
Huh, I've never heard of that.
Very rare.
So, you know, and Ron needs to learn coping mechanisms that are a little bit better than...
Coping mechanisms? What are coping mechanisms?
Coping mechanisms.
Coping?
Yes.
Coping mechanisms.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Better than cocaine.
Yes. We all agree on that.
And I spoke with Ron, you know, and we're in constant contact, you know, on the telephone.
System.
Well, he's in Arizona, and he said that he told me, personally, that he was very glad he was in Arizona this past Saturday night and not in the Metroplex for the big snow that we had. He said that would have been way too tempting, way too...
Really?
A reminder.
Right. You know? Right, very fortunate.
But I've written a few books about this incident. You know, I'm a very prolific author.
In 1 week's time.
That's correct, yes.
Wow.
And these are already being published.
Okay.
And I brought you guys some copies. This is great. I love this. This is about a 500-page book. It's
That's
the amazing story of how Ron Washington talked John Daniels and Nolan Ryan into keeping him on. It's called Snow Job, and and I want you guys to have it. I've already autographed it.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. Well, that's quite a beautiful
quick
book.
Quick work there, too, Dr.
And this is an old one that I republished. It was out of print, and then I put it back in print due to this story. It's called How to Keep Your Job After Committing a Very Fireable Offense by Roy Tarpley and Bill Clinton.
They did a book together.
And Ron has really been pestering me as part of his treatment. He's, you know, part of treatment, we encourage people to journal and to write and, you know, be creative in that sense. And Ron has really taken to it.
Well, good.
Yes. He is. He said that he never really wrote or did too many things with words before his whole life.
Yeah, he couldn't know.
He's really gotten into it, and so he's had me publish some of his work.
So we're
debuting the Ron Washington Library.
What's that?
Well, his first book that he wrote is At Least I Didn't Screw Rachel Uchitel.
That's an odd title.
It's got to be a very short book.
He's also paired it with a few other people to do some books. This is a great book. It's a little short. It's only a few pages. It's called Our Favorite Eric Clapton Song by Daryl Strawberry and Ron Washington.
Huh. Well, what song would that be?
You have to read the book to find out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Will it be Layla? Will it
Who
be...
Who knows, new, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. Forever Man?
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then Ron started writing these books that I think he's trying to pull something over on me, but I'm not sure.
Huh?
Like this book he wrote, Freebase, It's Not Just Stealing Seconds by Ron Washington.
Yeah, there may be something in there.
And here's a companion book to that. It's called Speedball, My Favorite Element of Baseball by Ron Washington.
Something's going on there.
Doing the Bump. A 70s Dance and a Way of Life by Ron Washington. And then this one, I don't even see how this has more than one meaning, but it's called Cocaine is the Best Thing I Like to Put Up My Nose by Ron Washington.
That is not an actual title.
Anyway.
No one would write a book.
Well,
like
thank
that.
You so much for dropping by the studio, Dr. Maxwell.
Don't ask
one
anything.
Observation.
Don't ask him.
I can't help but notice this as I'm sitting right across from you at the table. It looks like you've been wearing lipstick or something, and I swear, under your shirt there, there's a bra strap.
That's just
that strap? It's exposed.
First of all, this is lip balm. I have very chapped lips due to the wind.
Everybody's very red.
Yes.
Very red.
Yeah, due to the abuse that my lips have taken.
Well, can you pull your shirt back a little bit more?
I'm not pulling back.
There is, that is a bra strap.
Don't pull it.
It's a bra strap.
It's a bra, bitch!
Oh, gosh. There he goes.
Ruined
Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Always upset.
Once again, a junior and doctor confrontation. 848 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.